522.
Just hours after his State of the Union speech, President Obama takes his Jobs message on the road to a former Volvo plant in North Carolina. As he tries building momentum for his policies, we want to take a couple of moments to fact check the address.
And joining us to do that, Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Good to have you back, Rachel.
Good to be here. Thank you.
As long as we're talking about building things in this country, the president said, quote, after shedding jobs for more than 10 years, our manufacturers have added about 500,000 jobs over the past three. What's going on with that statement?
Well, President Obama was building his own best argument last night. This was definitely the liberal policy prescription following the bold liberal address he laid out in his inaugural speech. And yes, it is true what he said about building on the manufacturing. That's definitely true of the last 3 years. Of course, he's actually been president so far for 4 years. And if you look at all 4 years, the record is a lot worse. You'll remember he started out at the beginning of a recession, and that hit the manufacturing industry just as it did all other industries.
What about raising the minimum wage to $9 an hour?
That was one of the most interesting parts of the State of the Union, and that was a surprise, something that even with all the hype ahead of the speech, the White House managed to keep under wraps. It sounded like a bold new announcement to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour, but actually in 2008, he had campaigned on raising it to $9.50. Again, that was for before the economic crisis completely unfolded, so we're looking at a much different situation this time around, and House Speaker John Boehner has already indicated he doesn't want to go this route. But the $9 not quite as bold as it sounded last night.
Well, here's a loaded one, pointing the finger of blame on sequestration.
That's right. We're never reached an end of finger pointing here in Washington. He talked a lot about the role that Congress played in this. Of course, President Obama himself signed the Budget Control Act that set all of this in motion. And Bob Woodward pointed out in his book, The Price of Politics, that the idea for sequestration actually came from then Budget Director Jack Lew.